DOC goes cuckoo. It began with a 10-day lockdown. Almost 50,000 men and women held in 24-hour solitary confinement for almost 2 weeks in their cells. Why? Ostensibly because of several dozen staffers who were said to sicken because of drug exposures. Medical experts in drugs, chemistry, and drug treatment heard the DOC claims and poo-pooed them. The drugs they described, like K2, a chemical form of marijuana, simply didn't produce the symptoms they described. Indeed, the DOC staffers' symptoms were more in line with what some scientists have called mass psychogenic illness, or a mental reaction to fear and paranoia. In response, the DOC attacked prisoners and their friends and families by outlawing and banning books, by replacing mail, by Xeroxing copies of letters, and by Xeroxing all legal mail and holding the originals for weeks. On visits, they removed all food and drink from vending machines. In a word, the DOC went mad, and almost 50,000 men and women suffered for what may be the actions of perhaps a dozen people. Ain't nothing correct about that. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.